I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path, is worthless without my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chapman. there's something I need to discuss with the church this morning. Let me get through this progress and we'll do it. Dean, Dale, Amy Claude. Edward Curtin, Preacher Danny Black. Ernie Buck, Matthew Morgan, Lisa Buck, Michael Poovey. Jesse Sigman, Kim Sigman, Michael, Michelle Barger, the little girl at Preacher Johnny's church. Cindy and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Barbara, Brandon McCord, Tim Singleman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Bailey Smith, the Shelby family, Brad, Caleb Morgan, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly, Louise, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jen Eagle, Bill Devin, Mark Thomas, Judith, Morgan Little, Rose Buck, Wanda Bellinger, Lacey Chapman, Stormy, Beam. Darius Moe, Darius, is that right? Darius Moe. Okay, that's the prayer list.
Preacher, you can take Brad off of that. Then I'll put up that thing fine.
Okay. Now, there's something I need to ask the church this morning. I've got actually been talking to Vicki Carpenter. That is Geraldine Schwantz. Some of y'all in here know Geraldine Schwantz, not Chapman, excuse me. Geraldine Chapman from Jacob's Ford. I think Rosa and Betty would have been the only one besides
this. This is Fred White?
That would have been Charlie. Charlie's wife. Now, she's been in and out of the hospital back and forth in the last few months. And Geraldine's daughter, Vicki, contacted me and asked me if some men here at the church would help build a handicap ramp for Geraldine. She's in a wheelchair and she needs a ramp made and to help. And maybe I know I just told you the 24th for that. I forgot I had that scheduled. Okay, so we'll have to reschedule that one. I'll get one back to you. But also, I'm asking the church, David, I am. Would the church be interested in buying materials to build the ramp? I'm seeing heads nodding. All in favor, stand. Okay. All right, let me see. All right. So I'll get that worked out. And it's just going to be 8 foot long. It ain't going to be nothing like this out here. It's just a small ramp, just a couple 4x4 and and some decking boards, and she'll probably sell.
When is everybody to do it?
On August the 24th, maybe. I'll have to see.
That be on the weekend?
Huh?
That be on the weekend?
It's going to be on a Saturday, yeah. Okay. I'll save that for a Saturday. Yeah, I'll save that for a Saturday. That way.
All right.
And they don't live far from here. They just live over off in Lincoln Highway. Lincoln. You hear Lincoln Highway there. I've been there. It's been a good while, but I still remember how to get there. All right, so and got that seed. I knew there was something like that. I was thinking there was something I was supposed to ask the church this morning. But it shouldn't cost that much to do it, and it shouldn't take long to build it. I'll go over and get a measurement on everything and get them, add the materials with me when we go. And all we got to do is just cut it and screw it together and be done with it. All right? Okay, now I appreciate that, church. You're going to have to forgive me. I'm a little bit scatterbrained this morning, so just look over me, okay? All right. See if they got anything on their heart this morning before we come to pray.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you here for all His blessing. Even with a lot of pain, I still bless Him. Thank you here for everything you got for us. For Jesus, pray. Just pray for my family.
Pray for Christy. And we had her two different doctors Friday, and then she had to get one doctor to sign a paper for a test. She's got to go tomorrow afternoon to have the test run, so just keep praying for her. It seems like all they want to do is give her a test, and she keeps failing for some reason. But do pray for her. She, between Friday and yesterday, she was pretty puny this morning, so I fear she'll probably be all right for this afternoon, so she might get with me this afternoon. Just pray for her. She was tore in between whether trying to make it or not this morning, and you know, I could tell when she got up she was puny. Just pray for her that the Lord will bless her and help her. All right. Well, Kendall, let's come and pray. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your mighty blessings. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, this morning for this pleasure that you give us to come and worship. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch each one that's here this morning. God, that they will come in and leave for you. Lord, we pray this morning, God, that you help us as we break the bread of life this morning, Lord. The message that you've got for us, Lord, we just pray, God, that you words to say. Lord, that the Spirit of God just fills this morning, Lord. God, these sheep will come, Lord, to be faithful. God, we pray, Lord, this morning. For each one of these folks is on our prayer this morning. Just pray, God, that you would touch and intervene on each one. Lord, that you would be there for each one of these people. Lord, you know what it is that they need. The love of God, we pray. Lord, that you can feel their pain. God, we just pray, Lord, this morning, as we're struggling. Terry has.
Second point, the way I do, my house is something we go off the back.
It brings six. Six.
I
2:33, okay?
Is that too loud, Tony, or is that okay?
It's okay.
What are you singing?
That one.
What a wonderful world that would be. Is that what a wonderful world that would be?
Yeah.
What? I can't.
Somebody hold me up, somebody.
What a wonderful world?
No. It's, they say the jury in heaven. It's very easy to sing. Preachers want that too.
Well, how people have this thing?
That will help, Frankie.
Okay. Actually, my page, when you were saying that was the page that's on.
What number is?
105. I think this is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's it. That's easy to sing it.
91-4.
I had one title. I said one title, but it's in there.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths God's word is yet given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home. Free, where is
Yeah, 265.
Smile the way when I Because he is the Lord of all of us, he saw, I
my Savior's face, and sing the story saved by grace, and there upon that golden strand, I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me.
Think we're all about that, ain't we?
Chapter 14, verse 12. The verse I'm going to read. Proverbs 14, 12. number 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Which are even perfect.
Lord, we just thank you for giving us your word, Lord, that teach us the right way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can depend upon it, trust in it, Lord, that bring it on, Lord, and fill the preacher and use him, Lord, help him to say the things you have him to say, Lord, be encouraged and strengthened, Lord God, and you get the glory, and that's in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The thought for today is right or wrong. A wise choice or a foolish choice? And in the day that we live, we find that so many people cannot discern between right and wrong. We're living in a world where we got generations, not one generation, but generations of people that have not been taught the difference between right and wrong. Making a wise choice or making a foolish one. So one reason why, you know, you got prisons that are overfilled. Because people, instead of making wise choices in life, they make foolish ones. That's the reason why you got courts that are all tied up with a bunch of nonsense. I mean, things that shouldn't even be there. Because people have made bad choices. Not necessarily the ones that are there, being charged or being falsely accused, whatever, but the ones that are in power. Foolish choices, not wise choices. We've got colleges that are pumping out all kinds of graduates. People that do not know right from wrong. And I'm going to give you one prime example of why we are pumping out these generations of people that do not know from right or wrong. You look at this church. All the empty pews. And it's just not this church. I talk to a lot of pastors, and they talk about how their congregation is so little. You know where the best place to be taught right from wrong is? In the house of God. Amen. And the second place is in the home. Folks, I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you're looking for the public school system to teach your children right from wrong, you're in trouble. Because a lot of the people that are in the positions that are teaching, and I'm not downing on teachers by no means, a lot of people, whether it be teachers, principals, superintendents, school board members, whoever, they do not know right from wrong. And they're not relaying wise choice to our children. Folks, that's why it's so important that we know when our children are being taught. Whether it be in the public school system, and I'm going to say it, the Sunday school class. When you got people who made unwise choices in their life teaching others, you got a serious problem. And folks, in our world today, that seems to be what we got. There's people who have made unwise choices in their life
trying to make choices in someone else's life. I'm going to ask you a question here in church this morning. Where does wisdom come from? Absolutely right, Miss Debbie. God. True wisdom. Moral wisdom. The truth. The gospel. It comes from God. And if you don't have a relationship with God, then I ask you this morning, church, how are you going to make wise choices in your life if you have not got someone who is wise leading your life? Think about that just for a minute, what I just said. If you got the world out there, this educated stupid, trying to teach you the ways of the world with no morals, no thoughts of morals, no consideration of whatsoever of morals, what is actually right and what is wrong in the eyes of God. You got the wrong people teaching you. You got the wrong examples in front of your life. God is truly wisdom, moral wisdom. I'm going to read verse number one. We'll probably have to pick up this afternoon. Now, every wise woman, and look here, it says woman, buildeth her house. But a foolish woman, but one foolish plucks down with her hands. In other words, a wise woman is going to build up her house. In other words, to grow it. To make it better. That wise woman is going to take those little children and teach them about the things of God. You know, I thank God for my children, and, you know, two of them actually homeschooled, now the third one can't, and I understand that. And, you know, I didn't encourage any of them to homeschool. But, you know, they teach these youngins, and, you know, they teach them out of the Bible. They try to teach morals into these children. And you know, I'm glad that my children do that. And not just them, there's others. And I'm not saying it to you, but just because you're sending your kids to public school that you don't love them and you don't care and you're not teaching them. I'm going to be honest with you. All three of mine went to public schools. But they were taught at home as well. You know, Christy taught at home as much as they was taught at school. You know, how to read and write, make moral decisions, how to wash dishes, clothes, and sweep floors, even make. I took the girls out with me to cut wood. Do whatever, jump cars or whatever. You know, they learn. And you know, it says woman here, but you know, that often, I think it's reflecting our woman as, you know, a mother, as a teacher. I mean, you know, especially when the days when women didn't work, you know, that's what they did. They taught the children, they took care of them. A wise woman, one who is good, is going to want to see her children make it in the world. But they also want to see their children morally correct.
making wise decisions in the world. A foolish woman. In other words, a woman who does not look and seek out God's wisdom for her children. You're going to have problems. Now, I'm not saying that, now, don't get me wrong. Just because you have problems for the young, don't mean that, you know, you didn't love them. And, you know, sometimes things just don't work out the way you want them to work out. You know, I see in my own family, you know, mothers, you know, it's like aunts and stuff, and uncles, where, you know, they give the kids the best of everything they could possibly give them. And some of them youngins turn out great, and some of them turn out to be maybe because the mama didn't care, or the daddy didn't care. Because sometimes the devil gets in a place and you just can't get him out. But you know, looking at this wise woman, she wants for her children to be more. She wants to be proud of those children. She wants them children to be successful in life, and that don't mean to be rich. There's something that I remember so much about hearing from my mom. Teresa will probably back me up on this. She always wanted us to have more than she had. It's just the way she was raised. But I'm going to tell you something. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It's not always better to have more than what your parents had. In other words, better or more. I live in my mom and dad's house. It's a single wide trouble. And it was good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Amen. Amen. I don't have to be better to be successful. Amen. Amen. What is important, folks, is how you live your life, not what you live it in. The wisdom to make the correct choices, the moral choices. That's more important than houses or cars or money. You know, the world that we live in, they look at success as money and power. I look at it, and I think God looks at it as the wisdom and we can choose. I choose to follow Christ. I mean, you stop and think about it. Jesus didn't even have a place. He didn't have a place to lay his head. Wherever he was at that night, that's where he slept. Sometimes it was in a house, and sometimes it was by a campfire. And look what his father had. He had all of heaven. But Jesus slept out on a rock. Amen.
Amen.
Making the wise choices in life. I'm going to stop there and we'll pick up the first two when I come back tonight. But I want us to see, folks, we try to judge people by what they got, what they have. I want people to judge me on who has me. As a Christian. And the wise choices that are made. Now, I'm not saying every choice I ever make is right. I sit right here this morning and double looked one day to be in two different places and not realize that I've done it. We make mistakes. I'm not perfect. Every choice ain't wise. But I see in my heart the wisdom of God
that's what we need this morning. His families, mothers, fathers, that want to have the children not to have more than what they've got or better than what they've got, but to have a Lord and Savior like they've got. Amen.
Amen.
To make those choices where they're not, when they're 16, 17 years old, standing before a judge and getting life sentences for doing something foolish. But to be able to stand and their parents love them and be proud of what they've become, even though they got to go out there and jump start their truck and get them out of the yard. Amen.
Amen.
There's more to life than riches.
Amen.
There's more to life than being famous.
Amen.
After all, we're just pilgrims passing through. All this is going to be gone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be gone. But what we gain in heaven will be there forever. You know, I think one of the best things that could ever happen to a mother is for her to be standing in heaven and all her children standing there with her. I know as a dad, when I'm in heaven, I want to see all six of my young ones there. I want to see all 11 of my grandkids there. Brady, I just ain't a shock on your face. My children's spouses are my children. I got three children. They're all married, so I've got six children. And that's the way I look at it. I love them all. Right from wrong, we need to be teaching these children truly right from wrong. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Brother CJ, you pray, please. I'll fix that date somehow.
My batteries are charged. Well, what he did, he was the water or whatever, you know.
Watching.
Oh, right, yeah.
I didn't realize it.
Somebody was watching him.
Didn't realize, I feel you said, I left you bringing that up.
Yeah.
How are you using that?
Oh.
Look on this.
Yeah.
That stool is kind of tricky. Seven bags.
Yeah, they're back there. All that camera's still running.